Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny morning across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear and bright, while Jerusalem enjoys a warm start to the day. Haifa also sees sunshine, with gentle breezes making it pleasant for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu faces delicate talks with Trump on Iran, Gaza, and West Bank. That's from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, the IDF prepares to demolish homes of terrorists involved in the Tal village shooting attack. Walla reported this earlier this hour. Also this hour, a West Bank mosque was set on fire with revenge for Netanyahu spray-painted on the wall. The Jerusalem Post reported this in the past hour. Separately, Iran warns that Britain could become a legitimate target if it supports the U.S.-Israel Hayom Hebrew, covered this from earlier today. And finally, Trump's new deal with Saudi Arabia is causing concern for Israel, according to Forward from earlier reporting. From X, the latest. Yael Bartur, a commentator, writing just minutes ago, criticized anti-Semitic rhetoric, noting its persistence in certain circles. David Collier, a political analyst, posted earlier today that while violent acts occur globally, some leaders falsely portray Israel as the main issue. Belaz News, an Israeli news outlet, shared a heartbreaking account from the mother of Maj, Yuval Ezra, who was to be married in June but was killed in the recent Samaria attack. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's talks with Trump. According to Ynet, Netanyahu is expected to address Iran's nuclear activities, opposing Saudi uranium enrichment and the sale of F-35 jets to Turkey. These discussions could impact regional security dynamics and Israel's strategic position in the Middle East. Turning to the IDF's operations in Tal village, Walla reports that the IDF and Shin Bet have mapped the homes of the terrorists involved in the recent shooting attack. This action is part of broader efforts to deter future attacks. Demolitions of homes are a contentious tactic, often debated for their effectiveness and humanitarian impact. Meanwhile, a West Bank mosque has been set on fire. Jerusalem Post notes the graffiti referencing revenge for Netanyahu, a victim of a recent terror attack. This act raises tensions and could provoke further violence in the area, complicating peace efforts. On the diplomatic front, Iran has issued a stark warning to Britain. As reported by Israel Hayom, Iran deems Britain a potential target if it supports the U.S. in military actions. This reflects the broader geopolitical risks associated with the U.S.-Iran conflict and its implications for international alliances. Finally, the new U.S.-Saudi deal is causing concern. Forward discusses how this development grants Saudi Arabia a pathway to a civilian nuclear program, which Israel views as a potential threat to its security. This could reshape alliances and affect Israel's strategic calculations in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, a wave of phishing scams promising refunds from the electric company is flooding phones. Walla Business reported this just minutes ago, highlighting the need for vigilance against cyber threats. Separately, a real estate company offers a unique promotion: buy an apartment and receive another as a gift near State Square. Israel Hayom Business covered this earlier today, showcasing creative strategies in the competitive housing market. And finally, Melisron has cancelled its deal to acquire control of Kenyan Hazahav. Globes reports that regulatory hurdles from the competition authority were likely reasons for this decision. This cancellation highlights the complexities of mergers and acquisitions in Israel's retail sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.